Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Official broadcast week with a bang, and we'll certainly be doing that today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. We're blasting out on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. We're going to have pharmacist Ben Fuchs in studio with us in the second hour, talking about Big Pharma, Monsanto, and ways to reverse all of the designed poisoning from the aspartame and the bisphenol A and the MSG and all the rest of it. He'll be in studio with us. And then we're going to have our once-a-week financial discussion and phone calls with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And in studio, who's also down here in town with Ben Fuchs, the one, the only, Ted Anderson, who looks about 20 years younger and has lost, it's more than 30 pounds. I mean, I saw him a few months ago, and he lost a bunch of weight on longevity. It's not even designed to make you lose weight. Just when you get the nutrition you need, you stop eating as much. I've lost 37 pounds, as you know, in 2 months. And Dr. Corey Gold's here also at the studio. I may bring him in here. He's the inventor of Pollen Burst, one of my favorite longevity products, also available at InfoWarsTeam.com. But separate from that, wow, we love fighting the globalists. We love winning. We love having 15 million listeners between XM, over 100 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, number one podcast and audio streams at InfoWars.com, and growing exponentially. But a big part of that is obviously you, the listener, spreading the word. That's the bedrock backbone. But the Drudge Report drives more traffic than the New York Times, Twitter, and Facebook combined. And there's only one link on the internet that is number one. It is the top super juicy, as we call it here in the office. I think we've only had that six or seven times. We've got the big, giant, humongoid link at drudgereport.com right now. And sure, click on that big, giant white whale. Look at it. TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. I mean, but yeah, they've got the guys that come around going, hot dogs, got you hot dogs and peanuts. And they're like looking for spies everywhere. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was actually at the Austin Bergstrom Airport about to fly out on a story, and Aaron Dykes goes, "Hey, Alex, look at that." And we're sitting there eating some barbecue at the Salt Lick there at the airport, and I look over, and there's a TSA agent looking side to side like they're James Bond fantasizing, and they had a black book. It was a black-covered book with white text on it, and Aaron remembers the exact name. It was something like, "How Someone Becomes a Terrorist." And subtext, how you catch them before they know they're one. I mean, they give these guys a couple-hour course. Last time I flew out of Austin, they did this questionnaire thing where, well, they call it a chat down. You get your chat down, you take your shoes off, your belt off, you get a body scan, and most people I've seen body scanned. So every time I fly, I'll sit on the other side after I've gone to the checkpoint and refuse the scan, and I'll watch them, and most people are groped. And let me tell you, if you see a woman who everybody's whistling at, oh, she's getting groped. In fact, they admit now with Senator Rand Paul that they hit a button to screen him after he agreed to go through the scanner. He agreed to go through the microwave oven. And then Dr. Paul said, I don't know. Oh, you said there's something on my leg? No. I pulled up his pants. And they said, look, we're going to grab your genitals. And he said, no, you're not. I'm going to go back through the scanner. And they said, well, you're not going to leave here. Then they held him for an hour and a half and got caught lying and said he got irate. But now they admit that that it alerted for a random search. That happened last time I flew out of Austin. I went through. It wasn't the sound of metal. It was like a beep. He goes, oh, you've been chosen for a random grope. And I said, no, you're not going to grope me. And they said, fine, just stand over in this box so we can make you feel guilty that you're a criminal. And that's a psychological warfare operation. All right, it's a giant transmission. I haven't even scratched the surface. All the big headlines straight ahead. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I'd better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday, the third day of February, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'll be back this evening with the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, obviously, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, and we, of course, will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday abbreviated transmission as well, because there's so much news. We don't take a long weekend around here. I'll be live this Sunday. Okay, where to begin? TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. And they're training school teachers to spot, and they're training gun dealers and barber shops. We've shown you the training manuals that barbers and auto mechanics and swap meet organizers are given by the FBI. And they say if someone's wearing jeans or has a cell phone or has a camera, oh, that's the big one. If someone has a camera, or if the police pull you over and you have a snorkel and mask, heaven forbid, that means you must want to blow up a dam, because that happens so often, because there's so many terrorists. Of course, if they attack Iran, Iran might actually fight back. And that's some of the headlines today. The defense secretary is quoted in the Washington Post and the publications as saying Israel is set to attack, according to the secretary of defense. I don't know if this is true. Iran in April. And Iran has been told not to defend themselves, or it is going to be the greatest evil, the most outrageous thing ever seen. And if Iran, as much as lifts an arm to block those bunker-busting missiles coming in, it will be called the biggest outrage on Earth. They'll be hyperventilating on the news, screaming, pulling out of hair. Oh, my God, Iran actually defended themselves, because everybody knows. I'm not being sarcastic here. This is actually being said. A couple months ago, they were beating people in an Occupy event, and the cops charged the people with resisting for balling up. So now balling up is resisting. And I guess if Iran, I guess if a giant missile was coming and you balled up, they'd be on the news and say, when they knew the missile was coming, they balled up. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, kill them all. Glass parking lot them. But and by the way, that five-year-old was running in the playground. Arrest them. Oh, that's Associated Press. It's an insane, sick society that we now live in. So we have that report. TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorist. Viper search teams will be out in force before Sunday's game. The TSA has trained the gropers that will be groping you and your wife and children if you're dumb enough to go to this game and put up with all the garbage. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, we're going to continue with our coverage of the latest developments on Fast and Furious, where the mafia government has been caught perjuring themselves before Congress, where they have been in contempt, and where they will not release any of the documents. Now, some of the documents have been leaked to CBS News and others, and yes, it was a plan to blame the Second Amendment. A plan to blame the Second Amendment. And if you're a new listener, just type into the search engine. Documents reveal ATF wanted to blame Fast and Furious on the Second Amendment, and it was a plan to try to take your liberties and destabilize Mexico, but also fund and arm certain drug cartels like Sinaloa that were waging war against other cartels that were not laundering their money through the proper U.S. banks, which Bloomberg also reports in just the last 2 years laundered $376 billion, just Wachovia and Wells Fargo alone. You know, Wells Fargo, the good little guy, Warren Buffett, who shut down the big oil pipeline coming into the U.S. from Canada so his trains can carry it to the west coast of Canada to China. Again, Bloomberg and AP reported. The nice little man that says, raise taxes on the rich. He means middle class, so he can be given it in banker bailout money, as he has been. Because he became this big billionaire, because he's such a loving person. And he gives the money to Planned Parenthood, who's under criminal investigation, of course, and who's gets taxpayer money in Travis County, where I live, to pay for the abortions, and who sucks all this government money, and who on record is a eugenics outfit. Even if you're for abortion, understand Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, got awards from Adolf Hitler, and they gave him awards. And they said, we were established to kill black people because they're subhuman. And, of course, there were, according to Planned Parenthood, there are, of course, with the big scandal 3 years ago where grants were given to Planned Parenthood and they accepted to make sure it went to abort black babies. They're like, I just want this money in the tape conversations to go to getting the black babies. And they're like, oh, we understand. Oh, yes, you can pull those up. Because, again, real fascist eugenicist don't run up in a Nazi uniform and say Sieg Heil. That's usually some federal operative, you know, trying to pass some hate law. They've been caught dressing up like Nazis for media consumption. The feds have been caught and others have on record. Just type in Nazi rally in Orlando run by feds. Nazi rally in New York run by feds. Nazi rally in Houston run by feds. Nazi rally in Salt Lake run by fed. I mean, you'll get Orlando Sentinel, Salt Lake City Tribune. Look it up. The real Nazis have got long hair and sandals, and they mix in with the regular hippies and people that are actually against racism. And they're like, women choice, trendy, And they've got that NPR voice. They've learned how to get the job done. In fact, later I'm going to get to this stack of news, and I have some audio clips putting it all in perspective. But the Daily Caller reports, after cutting ties with Planned Parenthood, the Komen donations up 100%, which basically means they doubled. And they cut it saying, we're only concerned with breast cancer and there's too much controversy with Planned Parenthood. And they're under criminal investigation, so we're not going to fund them. Now, I thought I'd give you some background. We have a video clip later on this. Pelosi, Girl Scouts, relationship with Planned Parenthood, very valuable. Yeah, they teach women it's their right and sacrament to not have a man in the house and to have abortions. And again, even if you love your abortion and think it's a special goodie you have, the point is, this is all about eugenics. And then, of course, I have another clip that we'll get to later if we have, or you can just type in Pelosi and population control. And you can find her, one of the interviews was on Meet the Press, another was with what CNS News. But here's a quote, contraception will reduce cost to the states and to the federal government. And she goes on, population reduction is needed to balance the budget. Remember that 3 years ago? Now, let me just give you a background here. We've shown you actuaries, gone over the numbers that even insurance companies have put out. This is no secret that the baby boomers, they're going to be less people born to baby boomers. Baby boomers on average, one male, one female baby boomer on average, together, both of them together, replicate 1.3 in the United States, same number in Canada, even lower in Europe. The only reason our population has gone up is the immigrant influx, 50 plus million in the last 40 years or so. Okay? We'd be like Russia with an imploding population if there wasn't a giant immigrant flood. Okay? So, Pat Buchanan wrote a book on it, Death of the West. It's a mathematical fact. Japan's got 1.2. Italy's got 1.2. So for two people, they have on average 1.2. And then I get idiotic emails every time going, how does a person have 0.2? It's in averages. Averages. Don't build straw men to deny what I'm saying, people out there. On average, baby boomers, you know, from 1946 on, the baby boomer generation, people born from the late 40s up until about 1960 or so, the baby boomer generation, people coming home from war, coming home from death, every culture has a boom after a big war. It's genetic survival mechanism. That's what the globalists are up against, by the way. They're trying to turn off our survival mechanisms, survival instincts with eugenics, teach us to hate ourselves through fake environmentalism. Look, humans are in control of themselves to a certain level, but not to at base levels of survival and procreation. You're going to be defeated in New World Order. No amount of hormones in the food and water are going to turn that off, but side issue. Baby boomers' populations explode. Okay? Now they have on average 1.3 children. Lower in some areas of Europe and Japan, as I just mentioned. They can't now pay for the old people or take care of them. So what happens? What did the globalists say they do in the 40s? They saw all this beforehand. They said, we'll teach people to euthanize. First, it'll be your right to euthanize and kill yourself. And I don't really know who can disagree with that. I'm not for it. I'm not saying it's moral or it's good, but you're in incredible pain. You're sick of it, whatever. Nobody can stop you. But see, the state wants to be involved to turn you off and then make their decision. And that's now going on. And I've documented with Wall Street Journal writer Wesley Smith and others over the years, thousands of people on record who were paralyzed neck down begging to live, but because the state was their ward, they're dehydrated. But that's never the poster person that the media chooses to sell this. They'll choose a Terry Schiavo, the media will, because you could debate whether she's brain dead or not. But Terry Winland, others, he could walk. He could bowl. He was in his butt, he was brain damaged. And the state had him, and they chained his butt down and killed him deader than a hammer. I mean, look up these names. Look up these people. They're, every time I cover this and open the phones up, I can open the phones up for 2 hours with nurses calling, saying right now in our hospital, there's people chained down being dehydrated. They're murdering people all over the world right now. Okay? So all you yuppies that don't want to have kids, don't want to get married, think you're having fun right now, they're already announcing you're not going to get eye surgery under government health care. You're going to get a cane. You're not going to get knee surgery. They admit that's how it is in England. So this, when she says Pelosi's full of baloney, I'm going to break it more down on the other side.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Pelosi and her statements about we got to have more abortion, we got to reduce population, it'll save money. That's a predatory implosion economy. That's a cannibalistic economy. That's a win-lose economy, not a win-win. And the fact that the West is dying and doesn't have enough people to take care of their parents to pay into the Social Security system. That's the reason, not only because the bankers have stolen all the money to begin with, but that's the reason you're being euthanized, is because your money that you put in your pensions is to be stolen through inflation, through taxes, and through outright seizure. I mean, they announced last week they're raiding what's left of the federal pension funds and putting IOUs in it. The money's gone. And when you do get it, it's going to be an inflated garbage. It's not going to be worth one-tenth of what it was supposed to be. But they'll do it over a decade, so most people don't notice it. People don't notice creeping death, creeping corruption. They notice a frontal assault. I've told the story of, you know, personally in my life and seeing in other people's lives, people will get violently angry if you walk across their yard or if your dog goes to the bathroom in their yard. We had neighbors when we moved because of it. Would come over and say, your cat's going to the bathroom in our yard. And we'd say, we don't have a cat. And the old woman said, I know about you and your TV show. I know your cat's doing it. And I knew right then she was a mentally ill servant of evil. And I could, so we don't have a cat, shut up. But I could tell she was going to start making stuff up and really getting evil. I know when to hold them, know when to fold them, because other stuff she was saying. So I just looked at her and I said, where is it? Anytime it happens, I'll clean it up. And went over in their little piles under some bushes where some cat was burying its. And my wife said, that's crazy. And I said, look, put the house up for sale right now. They don't want us here. They're going to make stuff up. Well, let's go. You know, let's stand up against them. Let's sue them. And I'm like, no, let's just move. Can you imagine being this kind of person? Let's just get out of here. I don't want to be close to it. And now I'm out in the country. And, you know, I got a neighbor firing machine guns every day. And sometimes I hear him ricocheting around and stuff. But that's the price of freedom. Because I can't live so far out in the middle, you know, that there's nobody around me. I don't have the money to buy some Ponderosa. But quite frankly, it's the sound of freedom. It sounds like the neighbor has artillery simulators going off some days, though. But then I found out they're filming a reality TV show next door, so I guess that's what's going on. The point is that I'm digressing off into stories, as I always do. But look at this story. Holder, no cover-up in Fast and Furious, no effort to hide details of the operation. And Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and read my lips, no new taxes, and there are WMDs and anthrax in Iraq and all the rest of it. Fox News is reporting Attorney General Eric Holder vigorously denied a cover-up by the Justice Department. He's been caught perjuring himself, by the way. Operation Fast and Furious, telling a House panel investigating the botched, it wasn't botched, it was designed to ship guns into blame the Second Amendment. Gun-running program that he was had nothing to hide, and suggesting the probe is a political effort to embarrass the administration. But see, the globalists have News Corps in England with all their hacking and spying and criminality, so Fox News dare not go for the juggler on Obama. After all, the Rupert Murdoch gave money to Hillary Clinton and Obama. It's all just part of a stage left-right deal. There's no attempt of any kind to cover up, Holder told lawmakers, well into the hearing about whether he had been forthright in responding to requests of the House Oversight and Government Relations Committee for now a year, led by Chairman Daryl Issa, Republican California. We're not going to be hiding behind any kind of privileges or anything, he said. Yeah, they're not claiming executive privilege. They're just saying we can't find all these documents. Folks, I've been telling the controlled prostitute media for over a year now. They were having press conferences in 2009 and 2010. This broke in early 2011 about guns into Mexico from the U.S., and that's why they wanted to ban semi-autos and assault rifles and how many guns you could sell. They were already doing fake stings at the Austin Gun Show with illegals with fake IDs, with private sellers and sending them to jail. We told you this was happening before it was on the news because of our intel. And there were press conferences with Holder talking about the program, but not saying that they were the ones shipping the guns. So they've been caught lying. So has Mr. Napolitano. I mean, Mr. Madam Napolitano. Miss, Madam, Mr. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We are here live, back Sundays 4 to 6. All right, here's what I want to do. I do want to take some calls this segment on any of the news items I've mentioned, any of the things I've gotten into. I'm going to cover a few more here in a moment. But what do you think about the story? And it's the top big link on DrudgeReport.com. It's from Infowars.com, another Paul Joseph Watson article. TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. Viper search team to be out in force before Sunday's game. Let me go over a little bit of this for you. And she's going to be on the Jumbotron saying, don't trust your neighbors, only trust us that make money off the naked body scanners. They're going to grope every one of the poor idiots that goes in there. It's all part of your slave training. The TSA is now setting up checkpoints outside the airport, on the roads coming in, the parking lots. This giant power grab. Despite acknowledging there are no credible or specific threats to the safety of the 2012 Super Bowl Indianapolis on Sunday, the TSA is training thousands of fast food sellers, it's all part of the Stasi Society, to spot terrorists under the First Observer program. They've got the pastors trained to spy on you under clergy response teams, executives trained to spy under InfraGuard. And it's incredible. I mean, I just paid somebody for like the 20th, 50th, I don't know, upteenth time I've bought books from them. And because the check was more than $10,000, they said they're going to hold it for weeks and have opened a big investigation. I mean, this is how America works. And they said, well, I need that money. I printed the books and sent them to them. And they tell them, sorry, Homeland Security, Patriot Act. And you go rent a car. Every time I go rent a car. Hi, where are you going? I'm here just going to San Francisco. Well, what are you here doing? And, of course, you're in line hearing them ask the same question everybody in front of you. It takes 10 times longer. And just to play along, I'm like, okay, well, I'm with the media. I'm actually going to Santa Cruz. This is when I flew a year and a half ago out to visit some affiliates and give a speech. Oh, really? Your media? What kind of media? I thought you were going to San Francisco. Well, yeah, I'm going to San Francisco first. Oh, and I go, listen, I know you think you're real smart and you're a little blonde and you're a little dress and you're a little secret agent that fantasizes about stuff when you watch cop shows on TV. And this is Patriot Act compliance, Homeland Security, and you're putting in a database everywhere I'm going and doing, and you're trying to assess me. Listen, I just want to rent the stinking car. You know full well it says History Channel paid for it. You know full well who I am already. And she goes, oh, but I do see the History Channel and their credit card, but I'm going to have yours too. And, of course, then she didn't charge them, charged me, and it got all snafu, and I ended up having to pay for the Suburban. But side issue, she showed me. And then she goes, is this your address? And I'd moved. And I just said, yeah, that's the address on my license. She goes, but this is your real address. And I said, just enjoy the police state. And I said, and drink lots of bisphenol A. I mean, again, little twinkly-eyed, just like Nazis. They all get off on it. They all get off on the enforcement. It's so sick. And I know exactly where it goes. Meanwhile, the underwear bombers put on the plane by the U.S. government on record. We broke that with eyewitnesses a month and a half before it was admitted in Congress. The Times Square bomber was protected by the government. Major Hassan was protected by the government. Look this up. They've declared national security, the Fort Hood shooter. The shoe bomber was protected by the government. This is SWAT guy, MI6, ran with patsies. They set up as part of a drill, the 7-7 London bombings. That's come out Fox News, London Telegraph, BBC, years after I told you. All of my film Terror Storm, history of government-sponsored terror. Al-Qaeda's been given Libya. Al-Qaeda's been given control now of areas of Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. They're now using Al-Qaeda, and the L.A. Times admits it, against Assad and the Syrians in a major Western proxy war to overthrow that, and now Hillary's saying invade. They're using them against Iran. And the point is that Al-Qaeda was created by the New World Order. They were used against the Serbs to take over Kosovo. They were used against the Russians, and Brzezinski's written two books. Zbigniew Brzezinski bragging about it, and I've shown you the quotes. And so it's obnoxious when a cop pulls me over and says, you got any drugs or anything in the car? I'm like, no, I don't have the products publicly brought in and admitted in six different congressional commissions by the U.S. government. It's the same thing when some power-tripping control freak wants to rub all over my chest and grab my genitals at the airport because Al-Qaeda, it's baloney. It's a hoax, and I can't take it anymore. I mean, that's why when they're like, go to the body scanner. No, there's radiation. No, there's not. I'm like, you guys have been caught lying. Johns Hopkins didn't say these don't have radiation. Congress is trying to pass a law to make you follow radiation rules right now. Don't sit there because they lied to you and lie to me. I'm not bad because I don't want to get in your microwave oven. And I'm not bad that I don't want you touching all over me. The airline pilots refused. They would get mad. They'd get in fights. They'd throw up. Other TSA workers, they'd make fun of each other's genitals, so they got in fistfights. They're robbing people. Who do you think? People that are desperate for a job or people that want to get into a control freak operation? And they always, when you say no to them, they call over the attack dog who comes over and gets off on bowing up on people all day for their tiny little shriveled egos. Let me tell you, this gets to me. This gets to me. Last night, Ted Anderson flies in. We meet him at a restaurant, my wife and children and I. We have dinner. We drive out to my farmhouse. My wife drives home in the car. I ride over with Ted in the rent car he's in. And Ted goes, yeah, in Minneapolis, they've got all the scanners, you know, turned off. You know, I fly every month, as you know. I fly a lot, Ted was saying to me. And they're turned off in Newark. They're turned off in Minnesota. But he goes, everybody was being forced through him at Bergstrom in Austin. He goes, when I went through, I stopped and watched. And I said, yeah, I know, I've heard that. And you know why? It's because state reps got angry in Dallas having their kids groped. We almost passed laws against it, and they want us to know. And reportedly, they're trying to make people not even be able to fly and throwing you out when you say, I don't want to be groped. I mean, they're there like, you don't like it? We're going to force you. They know Austin is the city council commission. The transportation commission said, remove them. They're dangerous. We don't want it. And the feds said, you don't have jurisdiction in our jurisdiction. So they know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. And I'm going to tell you poor TSA people something, because I know you're not all bad. I have flown all over the country, and about half the time they're listeners. And I've had them say, you know, you don't want to go through that, Alex. Everybody scan that one. Go through that one. Hey, like what you're doing. Hey, we're going to get unionized. I'm worried about the scanners. Can I have your autograph? I understand. I mean, I had a bunch of people that quit as TSA agents come to our protest, our storming of the Texas Capitol. We don't ask permission. We just storm it. That made national news, and good job. We almost got it passed. You know, that the law is enforced that you can't grope people. A sworn, bonded state police officer or FBI agent who are actually sworn and bonded in the court and duly empowered in their limited powers cannot stick their hands down your pants unless there is an absolute emergency life-threatening thing. All right, I'm already digressing. It's just totally lawless. That's why they created a new agency. And I mean, it's federal law. You've got to have a radiation officer and radiation monitors and badges around X-ray equipment. They just ignore that. And now they've got sevenfold increases in cancer at Boston, Logan, where they first put them in 9 years ago. Look it up. And when the TSA agents complain and want health care and want workers' comp, they're told it's a conspiracy theory, and there's a bunch of lawsuits, and then they quietly settle with them. But most of them die, so what does it matter? And they're getting cataracts, they're getting testicular cancer, and they're getting breast cancer. What tissues do you think it hits? I mean, look it up. Sevenfold increase. I mean, I always wonder how there's no radiation badges in the past when they sit there and run them through with only light shielding around the X-ray machine. There's not a door closing. There's X-ray stuff blasting out of there on everybody. What about all this government obsession about wear masks on airplanes and everybody's, you know, thermometer tested and face scanned for heat when the flu's there? But they have everyone at the most busy airports in the world, with people coming from third world nations with Ebola and every other disease and bubonic plague and rotavirus and all of this. And they have you take your shoes off and walk through it. I never had athlete's foot since I quit swimming in Dallas and playing football. I had athlete's foot constantly when I played sports. No matter if my parents bought me new shoes every 6 months, my dad said, put Desinex on, wear socks, change socks repeatedly. I had athlete's foot all the time as an athlete until I learned to leave my shoes on at the gym when I was, you know, got out of high school and go home and take a shower. Never had athlete's foot again until the last 8-9 years with the taking the shoes off. And every time I walk through now, I have to go get my bag and I pull it right up. And every time I forget I got athlete's foot, I got to get a fresh pair out, take those socks, throw them in the trash, because they've got every mutation and variant of fungus you can imagine, especially in L.A. They got stuff that'll eat your feet there. I mean, I've got athlete's foot going through L.A. I don't know what it is. By the time you get home 4 hours later, your feet are bright red, skin peeling, stuff coming up on it. So I learned, I walk through, I take my socks off, I throw them in the trash, I put fresh socks on, loaded with Desinex. I mean, literally, it's a biohazard. When I'm leaving now to fly somewhere, I have to get ready for humiliation. I have to get in there in the bathroom. My wife hates how it smells. I get the Desinex out, and I get the pair of socks I'm going to be using after I go through, and I go and put it in there and get it all ready, an antifungal, and have those socks. And then I have to go through the thing. They admit they don't change their stinking gloves. until the shift changes. I watch them going in pants, going in waistbands. I mean, just these disgusting looking slobs that I see them going in their pants and rubbing all over. And then they come over with these gloves. I'm like, we're going to search you now. And I'm like, don't touch my genitals or I'm going to sue you and take and change gloves. If you wish. Well, you want gloves to touch me, punk. Why do I have to have everybody else you've touched on me? And I only let him do it once because I wanted to get out of there, and he didn't touch my genitals, but he was rubbing on my chest. I've only had a doctor's maybe four times in my life when I've had checkups. I don't go to the doctor. Touch on me. And let me tell you, I didn't like it, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't like it one bit. And he was obviously enjoying it. You'd have to enjoy talking to me. And I'm just, I got to go right here. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I mean, this is a joke. This is a joke. And I got angry last night. We get out of the car. I'm taking Ted in the house. You're showing him the guest bedroom and everything. And he's going, what's wrong? I'm just nothing. TSA. This morning I'm angry. I'm snapping at my wife and kids. And you know what? It's the TSA. It's like Jesse Ventura said. He said, I was wondering why I was getting so angry and why I was blowing up at everybody. But I'm normally not like that. And he goes, it's the TSA. It's the TSA. Because it's weird as a man to have laughing people who all know who you are, with Ventura when I've flown with him, rubbing on his genitals right in front of me. And he's just going, this is East Germany. I can't stand it. And they're going, I mean, this is what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave has turned into. This is what we are. And, you know, I'm tempted to drive out to Orlando, but I don't have the time to drive for 2-3 days. And then I just know cops are going to pull over the RV. I mean, it happened last time. I just cannot be left alone by idiots in uniforms telling me they're keeping me safe when you're not. You're not. You may be a good person, cop, but you work for criminals. A German soldier may have been a nice guy. You work for Hitler. A Soviet soldier, I'm sure, was nice. You work for Joe Stalin. So you're the enemy. I'm sorry. This government's illegitimate, and I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I am angry, folks. I am angry. I mean, now, over this TSA and government thing, man, I've always been a really nice guy. But I feel like I'm 18 years old again, back when I wasn't looking for fights, but if you just don't cross me. And that's my problem now. And it's just an anger issue, and I'm praying to God to just give me some control. Because let me tell you something. I can't take being a slave. And I'm getting mad. And I know you're getting mad. It'd be one thing if there had just been a bank robbery and they knew it was in an area where there was only two escapes on highways and if cops shut the highways down. Whatever. Run up to a checkpoint, searching all the cars. That's once a year. That's a specific thing. You don't. That's probable cause. That's an emergency situation. You don't shut the whole world down and say to go to a ball game, even high school games or anywhere. They're now groping people at UT football games. I had family go, oh, don't you want to take the kids to a UT game? It's fun. I like football. I like UT. My grandpa went there and played for UT and was roommates with, who was the first Dallas Cowboys coach, played for Vince Lombardi? Whatever his name is. Tom Landry. I like football. The point is, I'm not going to go take my kids so you can grab their genitals. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Oh. I got all this other news. I mean, the head of the Justice Department is telling us, like we're morons, that, oh, I didn't lie. We're not hiding anything. And they're like, well, release all the info. Oh, we can't find it. They're caught lying. They're caught lying. But the Republicans are involved in pre-Fast and Furious stuff, so they can't fully go after them. They're just scoring political points. And that's why the corruption has become systemic. It is not Land of the Free, Home of the Brave to have the hot dog sellers and the peanut sellers and the Coke sellers, Coca-Cola sellers, spying on you. And it's everywhere now. Everywhere you go, they ask you questions. Oh, what's your TV for? And I'm like, you're supposed to ask me this and put it down on the computer? I mean, you go try to have a child, and they've got the head nurse there interrogating you. Everyone putting it in the health department computer right in front of you like you're stupid and don't know. You got plenty of money, got a place to stay. Listen, I'm here paying money to have the kid here. Just leave. Everything is a prison with the corrupt, murdering government spies getting off on their little petty position. They're all imagining their Jack Bauer. They're all imagining this stuff. I mean, I sat there when I had to fly out to Vegas to do some interviews with Ventura last year for like 30 minutes while five people in front of me. It was a different rental car company, but same deal. And it was all these rental car companies all doing the same thing. While they, where are you going? What you doing? Oh, who are you visiting? Oh, let me ask you about that. Let me ask you. And when I got up there, I said, you know full well this is paid for by Time Warner. I know if you're giving me my rent car and don't sit there and ask me questions or I'm going to go get a cab. Okay? Don't ask me your questions. And the guy gets his manager and they go, no, let him go. And I looked around everybody and I said, you think this is what America's about? Getting 20 questions all day here? You think this is what it's about? This is what living in a third world / East German hellhole is. And I don't like it.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The mess up that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks to rush up in time or two. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on.
And you know, on the subject of the TSA, it's a nightmare that's just going to get worse. You know, I got an RV. And so, well, I'll just drive around to affiliates in the country. I run into checkpoints on highways. They got them over 100 miles into the nation. The illegals are let right through. Citizens who've never left the country are screamed at like filth. The criminal government wants to break your will. They want to taser you for jogging in a park. They want to taser you for not answering their question and violating your Fifth Amendment. It's all about domination, and they teach the police that. And you know what? Cops, great. Go along with the system. They're going to dominate you. They're going to take your pension fund. They're going to take your house. And they're going to take a lot of your lives through their soft kill weapons and the food and water. Now, I've got a lot of other news here, obviously, that we need to go over as well. Speaking of serious danger to our society, the U.S. seeks to play down Panetta's Afghan comments when he said that they'll be pulled out by mid-2013. They always say they're going to be pulled out in a year and a half, 2 years. That's standard stalling. They want that $500 billion in opium money. Continuing, is Israel preparing to attack Iran? Washington Post, and now Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has a lot on his mind these days, from cutting the defense budget to managing the drawdown of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. But his biggest worry is the growing possibility of an Israeli attack on Iran. And then it goes on to say Panetta believes the likelihood is strong that Israel will attack Iran in April, May, or June. And now they're saying that Iran may attack the United States and Israel first. And they could attack on their own, or something could be staged and blamed on them. And I read to you the Brookings Institute and others putting out big white papers saying it'd be great to have a provocation. And we know Gulf of Tonkin was staged, a lot of other events were staged, and we know that big CFR member Gary Hart wrote a letter to Ahmadinejad 5 years ago saying, we will stage terror attacks and blame them on you, so you better do what you're told. Just type in Gary Hart letter to Ahmadinejad, and in fact, type that in, folks. It's Huffington Post is where he publicly published it, open letter to him. So that's how dumb they think we are. Russia threatens to veto UN Syria draft. They're talking about actually having peacekeeping forces invade, kind of like they did in Libya to back up al-Qaeda taking over the country. I'm not a fan of Assad, but you're going to replace him with al-Qaeda? Oh, boy, I tell you. They just think we're idiots. I mean, they can't even get their script right. We've got to give our rights up because of al-Qaeda, but then al-Qaeda works for the globalists. Kurt Nimmo's got an article on Infowars.com. Iran defiant, threatens retaliation over oil sanctions, and says they were going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. The sanctions on the contracts are going to start hitting in the next 2 months. Because contracts are always about 3-4 months out, and they, and of course they hit a month ago. Here's another headline. U.S. uses depleted uranium, makes graveyards in Afghanistan, just incredible birth defects and problems going on there, according to medical reports coming out. Our own troops are coming back and having off-the-charts deformities and cancers. But the government hates your guts, so what do you expect? We're all just trash to the New World Order. Here's another article by Paul Joseph Watson, and it links to Strat4 and other intelligence groups. U.S. warns Iran not to fight back against Israeli attack. Can you imagine how outrageous it would be if Iran fought back? That's terrorism. In fact, that's what cops now say. If they punch you in the nose, don't even raise your arm or it's assault. Goes on, a U.S. warship remains in Strait of Hormuz amid simmering tensions. And they've told Iran's diplomatic channels, you will take these strikes or we will nuke you if you fight back. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.